Hello and welcome to your GCSE Chinese Revision Podcast on environmental issues, or as we say in Mandarin, 环境问题, 环境问题. I'm so glad you're here, because this is one of the most important and rewarding topics in your Chinese GCSE, and by the end of this episode, you're going to feel genuinely confident tackling it in all four skills: listening, speaking, reading, and writing. So let's start with why this topic matters. Environmental issues appear across every single paper in your GCSE Chinese exam. Whether you're listening to a radio program about pollution in Beijing, describing a photo of a recycling center in your speaking assessment, reading an article about climate change in China, or writing a persuasive essay about green living, this vocabulary and these structures are absolutely essential. Examiners love this topic because it gives you so many opportunities to show off complex language, opinions, and different tenses. And that's exactly what we're going to help you do today. Let's begin with the core vocabulary. I'm going to group it into themes so it's easier to remember. Our first theme is pollution. Wu ran. Say it with me. Wu ran. Beautiful. Now, air pollution is 空气 wu ran. 空气 wu ran. Water pollution is 水 wu ran. 水 wu ran. And noise pollution, which often comes up in listening tasks, is 噪音 wu ran. 噪音 wu ran. Now, a really important word for higher tier candidates is 排放. 排放. That means emissions, as in carbon emissions. 碳排放. 碳排放. If you use that word in your writing, examiners will be genuinely impressed. It signals that you're operating at the top of the mark scheme. Our second vocabulary theme is energy. 能源. 能源. Renewable energy is 可再生能源. 可再生能源. And yes, I know that's a mouthful, but break it down. 可 means can, 再生 means regenerate, 能源 means energy. Solar energy is 太阳能, 太阳能, literally sun energy. Wind energy is 风能, 风能, and fossil fuels, which you'll need for contrast, are 化石燃料, 化石燃料. Here's a memory hook for you. Think of 太阳 as 太阳, like tying yourself to the sun. That's solar energy. And 风 sounds a bit like 风, as in funky wind. Once you've got those two, the rest of the energy vocabulary falls into place. Theme 3, climate change. 气候变化, 气候变化. Global warming is 全球变暖, 全球变暖, literally whole globe becomes warm. The greenhouse effect is 温室效应, 温室效应. Flooding is 洪水, 洪水. Drought is 干旱, 干旱. And deforestation, a great higher tier word, is 砍伐森林, 砍伐森林. Now let's move to actions, what people do about the environment. Recycling is 垃圾回收, 垃圾回收. To protect the environment is 保护环境, 保护环境. And that phrase is absolutely golden for your speaking and writing. To save energy is 节约能源, 节约能源. To reduce waste is 减少垃圾, 减少垃圾. And to plant trees is 种树, 种树. One phrase I want you to memorize right now, write it down if you can, is 我们应该保护环境, 我们应该保护环境. That means we should protect the environment. It's a perfect sentence starter for your writing tasks. Examiners credit clear, accurate opinion statements, and this one ticks every box.
Now let's talk grammar, because this is where marks are really won and lost. The single biggest thing that separates a grade 4 response from a grade 7 or above is the use of multiple tenses. In Chinese, tenses work differently to European languages. There are no verb conjugations. Instead, you use time words and aspect markers to signal when something happened. For the past tense, your most important tool is le, le. This little particle goes after a verb to show a completed action. So, 我们干发了很多树, 我们干伐了很多树. That means we cut down many trees. The 了 tells us it's done, it happened. Another past time marker is 以前, 以前, meaning in the past or before. So you could say 以前工厂排放了很多废气. 以前工厂排放了很多废气. In the past, factories emitted a lot of waste gas. For the present, you simply use the verb with a present time word, like 现在, 现在, meaning now. Or you can use 正在, 正在, which is like the present continuous, something is happening right now. For example, 现在很多人正在关注环境问题. 现在很多人正在关注环境问题. Now, many people are paying attention to environmental issues. For the future, use 将来, 将来, meaning in the future, or 会, 会, meaning will, or 要, 要, meaning going to. A brilliant sentence for your writing. 将来我们会使用更多可再生能源. 将来我们会使用更多可再生能源. In the future, we will use more renewable energy. That sentence alone covers future tense, ambitious vocabulary, and an opinion. 3 marks in one sentence. Now, let's talk about expressing opinions, because this is absolutely critical for both speaking and writing. The examiners want you to give a point of view and justify it. Here are your go-to opinion phrases. 我认为, 我认为, I think that. 我觉得, 我觉得, I feel that. 在我看来, 在我看来, in my opinion. 我相信, 我相信, I believe that. And to justify, use 因为, 因为, because. So a complete opinion sentence might be 我认为全球变暖是最严重的环境问题,因为它影响整个地球. 我认为全球变暖是最严重的环境问题,因为它影响整个地球. I think global warming is the most serious environmental problem because it affects the entire planet. Examiners will award marks for that level of development every single time. Let's move on to exam tips and common mistakes, because knowing what not to do is just as important as knowing what to do. Mistake number one, incorrect tones. This is the big one for speaking. In Mandarin, the same syllable with a different tone is a completely different word. For example, my. My means to buy. That's a falling, rising third tone. But my, my means to sell. That's a falling fourth tone. If you mix those up in your speaking assessment, the examiner may not be able to credit your answer. Practice your tones out loud every single day. Record yourself and listen back. Mistake number two, measure words. In Chinese, you can't just say three tree. You need a measure word in between. For trees, it's ke, ke. 三棵树, 三棵树, three trees. For cars, it's 辆, 辆, 两辆车, 两辆车, two cars. For general objects and people, use 个, 个. Misusing measure words is one of the most common errors in writing tasks, and it costs marks. Learn the most common ones and practice them. Mistake number three, word order. Chinese word order is mostly subject-verb-object, just like English, but time words go at the beginning of the sentence or right after the subject, not at the end like in English. So don't say 我去学校昨天. Instead, say 我昨天去学校. 我昨天去学校. Time first, always. Mistake number four, not covering all bullet points in writing tasks. This is absolutely critical. The mark scheme awards marks for communication, and if you miss a bullet point, you cannot access the top band. Before you start writing, underline every bullet point and tick them off as you address them. It takes 30 seconds and it could be worth several marks. Mistake number five, using only the present tense. I see this constantly in student responses. The mark scheme explicitly rewards reference to past, present, and future events. If your entire essay is in the present tense, you are tapping yourself at a lower band. Use 了 for the past, 现在 for the present, and 将来 or 会 for the future, and your language mark will jump immediately.
All right, we're nearly there. Let's do a quick-fire recall quiz. I'm going to say a word or phrase in English, and I want you to say the Chinese out loud before I give the answer. Ready? Here we go.
Number one, pollution. That's Uran. Uran. Well done if you got that one. Number two, global warming. Chuen chou bian nuan. Excellent. Number three, renewable energy. Ke zai sheng neng yuan. That's a tricky one. Give yourself a gold star if you got it. Number four, to protect the environment. Bao hu huan jing. That's your golden phrase. Make sure it's locked in. Number five, in the future, we will use solar energy. 将来我们会使用太阳能. Brilliant. That's a full future tense sentence right there. Number six, I think that climate change is a serious problem because it affects everyone.
我认为气候变化是一个严重的问题。
That's a top band sentence. If you can produce something like that in your exam, you are in a very strong position. How did you do? Don't worry if some of those were tricky. That's exactly why we practice. The key is active recall, testing yourself, not just rereading. Every time you force your brain to retrieve a word or phrase, you're strengthening that memory pathway. So use flashcards, cover and recall, and little quizzes like this one as often as you can. Let's wrap up with your five key takeaways from today's episode. 1. Learn your core environmental vocabulary in themed groups. Pollution, energy, climate change, and green actions. Use the mind map in your study guide to visualise the connections. 2. Master the three tenses. Past, use le and time words like 以前. Present, use 现在 or 正在. Future, use 将来 or 会 or 要. Examiners reward all three. 3. Always justify your opinions. 我认为因为 is your best friend. Never give an opinion without a reason. 4. Watch your tones in speaking. Record yourself, listen back, and practice daily. Accurate tones are the difference between being understood and not. 5. In writing tasks, address every bullet point. Tick them off as you go. Missing a bullet point is one of the most avoidable ways to lose marks. You've got this. Environmental issues is a topic where you can genuinely shine. It gives you so much to talk about, so many opinions to express, and so many opportunities to show the examiner what you can do. Keep practicing, keep revising, and I'll see you in the next episode. 加油! That means keep going. Literally, add fuel. And that's exactly what you're doing every time you revise. Take care, and good luck.